Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block with news about double stars that you won't find in any astronomy textbook.
And that's because it represents a complete reversal in thinking on the subject. The idea is that most stars may be solitary after all. Consider our sun. It's a single star accompanied only by orbiting planets, asteroids, comets, and dust. But many stars reside in double or triple star systems. For example, the very nearest star system to the sun, Alpha Centauri, is triple.
Former studies of bright, easy-to-see stars indicated that most of them lie in multiple systems, unlike our sun. The sun was thought to be unusual in being so solitary. But according to astronomer Charles Latta at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Cambridge, Massachusetts, there's a problem with those earlier studies. They neglected small, faint stars known as red dwarfs.
Astronomers have come to recognize that most red dwarfs are solitary, and most stars are red dwarfs, three-fourths of all stars, in fact. Charles Latta worked out the numbers, including red dwarfs, in the earlier studies of double and triple systems. He concludes that two-thirds of all star systems are single.
Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.